Boise. Today is Thursday, April 4th, 2024. 4/4/24. It's a lovely, rainy spring day here in Boise. I don't know about you, but I really love like a rainy spring. It's good for everything. It's good for the nature. It's good for us. Makes those foothills nice and green for a little bit. It's supposed to be rainy all weekend. So if you didn't know, now you do. But then it's going to be like 70 next week. So I got a bunch of stuff for you to do on this rainy weekend. All of these things. Well, actually, with a couple exceptions, most of these things are inside. So, all right, here we go. You know the drill. If you're looking for more things, you'll find those in the newsletter that is in your inbox or at fromboise.com. All right, this weekend is Gem State Comic Con. That's happening on Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. And that happens at Expo Idaho. So you know what a Comic-Con is. It's a pop culture and comic convention. And this one celebrates all kinds of fandom. Comics, TV characters, movies, anime, all kinds of things. So there's actually like quite a few different ticket options. If you're going to go on Saturday only, the GA tickets are $15. Or if you want to go Saturday and Sunday, it's a $25 ticket. They also have a family pack, which is for, I believe, two adults and two children, and that is $75. But then they also have like all these different ticket options that include different like photo ops and autographs with different characters that will be there. So they seriously have quite a few. So if you are interested in that, you should just go check out those options. Also, Gem State Comic Con is open to all ages. All right, this is a really good weekend to go watch a movie. Idaho Film Society is showing a bunch of different movies this week / weekend. Tonight, they're showing Whiplash. That's at 7 p.m. And that's happening at Idaho Film Society, which is the old Greyhound bus station. The address is 1212 West Bannock Street. That's totally free. On Friday, April 5th, Idaho Film Society is showing The Omen. I love that movie. I love a horror movie about a creepy child. So good. That one's free. And then on Sunday, Idaho Film Society is showing American Movie at noon. And then they're also showing On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. For some reason, I didn't write down what time that one's showing. So you're just going to have to go click the link. All of those movies have one link. It's a Instagram post. But all of the movies are free. They're all the Idaho Film Society. Also on Saturday, April 6th, the Trail Running Film Festival is happening. That is also happening at Idaho Film Society downtown. So these are all different like short films about trail running. That starts at 6 p.m. is when doors open. They will have some food and drinks available for purchase, and the tickets are $25. This one might sell out, so if you're interested in going to that, you should get your tickets right now. Also, the Flix has a whole new lineup of movies starting today. I'll read them to you once this webpage loads. Okay. Wicked Little Letters kicks off on Friday. One Life also kicks off on Friday. Lo Capitano, Problemista, and Shada. Those all kick off on Friday. Those are also all showing on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then also into next week. And then on Saturday, April 6th, there's an I-48 collaboration project showing at the Flix at 12:30 p.m. So yeah, if you don't want to be out in the rain, you should just maybe go watch a movie. There's a lot of good ones. And that's not even counting all of like, you know, the theaters that have like the new movies coming out. I kind of just, you know, picked the little indie ones. But anyways, okay, there's that. This episode of From Boise is sponsored by Visit Southwest Idaho, and our out-of-town tip for you this week is a fun one. Go visit some breweries in Southwest Idaho. Did you know that April is Idaho Craft Beer Month? It's a perfect time to go visit some local breweries outside of Boise. You could totally make the trek out to Nampa and go to Mother Earth Brew Co. I know that they have a location downtown, but have you been to the location in Nampa? They are famous for their cream ales, which are so good. While you are out in Nampa, you could also go visit Loose Screw Brewing. They have tons of indoor and outdoor seating, rotating tap handles, and they have amazing pizza. Crescent Brewery is also another Nampa spot to check out. Regulars often call this place the Cheers of Nampa because it's just such a cozy, homey place. And Crescent Brewery has like over a dozen beers on tap to try. Over in Mountain Home, there's Blue Pit Brewing, which is the first and only brewery in Mountain Home. So you should go support that one. And then, you know, if you're up in McCall, you could swing by McCall Brewing Co. They have handcrafted microbrews in a saloon-style atmosphere. McCall Brewing is the second oldest brewery in all of Idaho. Also, there's Salmon River Brewing, which has awesome views of the lake and mountains. They've got great food, and of course, they have great beer. And another option, McCall, is Broken Horn Brewing, which specializes in unique and creative beers. They have a really small and cozy spot. It kind of feels like being in someone's house. I love it. So next time you're visiting Idaho, you should swing by one of these Southwest Idaho breweries. Okay, this weekend, here's the like outdoor things. Farmers markets are starting to open. And honestly, if you're going to visit at all, do it on a rainy weekend because like just imagine the farmers out there. Like it just makes me want to go support them extra that they are just standing out there with their beautiful vegetables in the rain. So, you know, we are Idahoans. We can all weather a little bit of rain. But the Boise Farmers Market opens April 6th. So that's the one that is on Shoreline Drive, like off of Americana. It's in that parking lot. That's opening this Saturday. And then Nampa Farmers Market is also doing their soft opening this Saturday, April 6th, but the grand opening is actually in 2 weeks on April 20th. And then here's the other dates for the opening weekends. Capital City Public Market, which is the one downtown on the Grove, that opens next weekend, April 13th. The Meridian Main Street Market also opens April 13th. That's on Saturday. The Eagle Saturday Market is planning to open May 4th. And then the Caldwell Farm to Fork Market is planning to open May 14th. The Caldwell one is on Indian Creek Plaza, and that one happens on Tuesday evenings. So I'm actually doing a story soon, like maybe next week, about different farmers markets and flea markets, like a market story. Call it. Obviously, I've thought this through really a lot. But anyways, I'm going to do that story. So you'll have more information coming to you next week. But go support the market because it's like really important and it's cool that we have this. I grew up in a town that did not have a market. And then when we finally did get a market, it was like just kind of sad. So I am very passionate about the markets because it's like a really cool thing that I think we could take for granted, you know. Okay, anyways, here's some more fun things that you could do this weekend. On Saturday, April 6th, Idaho Brewers United is hosting this really cool event called Beer and Friends. This is happening at the Train Depot, the historic Boise Train Depot up on the Boise Bench. So this event features all collab beers between different Boise breweries and like a couple different businesses, which is such a fun idea. So the event goes from 12 to 8 p.m., but it's broken up into like two different sessions. There's a 12 to 3 p.m. session or a 5 to 8 p.m. session. So like when you buy a ticket, you're going to buy a ticket for those, one of those windows. I guess you could buy a ticket for both, but that would be a lot. So then there's a couple different ticket types. There's a $40 ticket that gets you 10 tokens, basically 10 tastings. There's a $21.50 ticket. That's for 5 tokens. Or if you're DDing and you just want to go, that's $10. This is a 21 and over event. And also, here's some of the collaborations. There might be more than these two. This is just what's on the website. Okay, so Loose Screw Brewing collaborated with Burt's Brewing, and they created a beer called the Gettin' Loose Belgian Table Beer. Toussaint Brewing Company and Long Valley Coffee created a coffee stout. Mother Earth Brew Co. and Mill 95, which is a hops processing facility, they created a pilsner with pink hops. I don't know what pink hops means, but that sounds intriguing. Boise Brewing and Mother Earth also made an oatmeal stout together. Brown Beard Brewing and Boise Beer Buddies created a hazy IPA together. Off the Rails Brewing and Eruption Brewery created a blood orange Hef. Yum. I freaking love Hefs. Here's a fun one. Payette Brewing and Ferg's Fabulous Fungi, which is this really cool guy who grows mushrooms here in Boise. They created a lager with lion's mane mushrooms. That's amazing. I have bought a lion's mane mushroom from Ferg. He has like these mushroom growing kits. You can find this at the farmer's market, where basically it looks like a block of soil and you just like, this makes me sound a little crazy, but you like spray it every day for like a couple months and it will literally grow you a giant mushroom. It's really cool. I mean, 30-year-old me loved it, but like if you have kids, you should totally get a mushroom. It's really an awesome thing. Okay, anyways, Alliteration Ales collaborated with Idaho Preferred and they made a basil Hef. Sounds good. And then another one, Bear Island Brewing, Cope and Ross, and Treasure Valley Roasters created a Copensino Milk Stout. That's just a couple. I literally just picked those at random. But that sounds like a really fun event, so you can check that out. There's tickets on sale right now. I have a link in the bio, of course. And then on Sunday, April 7th, there's a board games and brunch event that happens at Merriweather Cider. They do this every month on the first Sunday. And that's at Merriweather Cider in Garden City, by the way. So they have a food truck that serves brunch. Phoenix Fire Games brings a bunch of board games that you can play for free. And then, of course, there's cider flowing. So that starts at 10 a.m. and goes till 1 p.m. It's totally free. It's also all ages, I think. They didn't specify, but I think it's all ages. Okay, and then also just like one last thing. There's some like new-ish bakeries in Garden City that you should go check out. Black Moon is one. It's on that one's on Chinden. It's in the old axe throwing place. It's like a big red building. And they do pastries and coffee in the morning and then pizza and like really amazing appetizers. I love this place. It's so good. It's a really fun spot to go at all hours of the day. So check out Black Moon. Flourish Bakery is one that recently opened. They're also on Chinden. A little bit closer to like Presero, that way in Chinden. But Flourish has tons of macarons. Not to be confused with the macaroon, by the way. Two different things. But the macarons are like, you know, like a little sandwich cookie. They seriously have so many, like all the flavors that you could imagine. So you can go in and like build your own box of them, which is really fun. They also do jar cakes. So like cake in a jar. And then naked cakes. So that's a cool spot that just opened. You should go support them. And then also Wildflower Bakery is out there in Garden City. They have a ton of different cookies, breads. Also, that's a really good place to go if you are looking for some gluten-free stuff. They have gluten-free cookies and gluten-free bread. Okay, that's all I have to talk about. I mean, there's lots more stuff in the newsletter, but I'm just going to wrap up this episode. If you're looking for some more things, including comedy shows or live music, there's a ton of those in the newsletter. Also tonight is First Thursday in downtown Boise, and tomorrow is First Friday in Garden City. And I picked out some cool stuff happening during those events. That's in the newsletter. All right. Thanks for listening. Have a fun weekend.